Who can resist Sachs's call to action? After all, 2 billion people on the planet are scraping by barely on less than a dollar or two a day. Industrialization has passed them by. They have not been lifted out of poverty by what proponents of free markets like to call the rising tide, the tide that lifts some boats, but not all of them. Trapped by disease, hunger, physical isolation, dysfunctional governments, environmental degradation, and, as Sachs argues, poverty itself, their life expectancy hovers around 50. In most of sub-Saharan Africa, per capita income is so low, it looks like a misprint. In Malawi, for example, per capita income, adjusted for purchasing power, is $870 a year. In Tanzania, $1,510 a year. The countries at the bottom coexist with the 21st century, but their reality is the 14th century. Civil war, plague, ignorance, to quote the economist Paul Collier in The Bottom Billion. The bare truth is, for all the hundreds of billions of dollars spent on foreign aid in the past decades, no one has come close to ending poverty in Africa. Development experts keep publishing books and articles promoting one theory after another, but so far, there's been no workable solution. If Jeffrey Sachs, one of the greatest macroeconomists of his generation, believed he had the answer to poverty, I was eager to hear him out. But the more time I spent with Sachs, the more questions I had. Are we really at a defining moment in history, as he imagines? Can extreme poverty, one of the great unsolved problems of our time, a condition as old as human society itself, be eradicated? In remote African villages where there are no roads or power or running water, and where most people are illiterate, how does sustainable economic development take hold? Can people be lifted out of poverty, as Sachs puts it, or do they have to lift themselves? To embrace his view of the world requires...